was just about to go and do a few things and just got inspired in my spirit to record and film this video because I was reading my Bible, and as I was reading it, I was obviously exalting God in my heart and just thinking back on His goodness to me as well, because the scriptures were reminding me of just the many different ways that I have experienced the goodness and the kindness of God to me. And there was a scripture that came to my mind. The scripture was, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you." And I was just meditating on that particular scripture. The scripture I was actually reading that has inspired this video was the scripture about David going to battle in 1 Samuel, and how he was successful in everything that he did. So Saul made him captain of his army. And what isn't written or spelt out in that scripture is that David was successful in everything that he did because the Spirit of the Lord was with him, because God was with him. That's why he was successful in everything that he did. How do we know that? Because scripture says the same of Joseph, that everything that Joseph did, he found success in every single thing, whether he was in Potiphar's house or he was in the prison, he was just having good success. And there it is written that it happened that way because the Lord was with him. And so the scripture came to my mind, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you." Because these men were not seeking success, they weren't seeking fame or influence, they were literally seeking how to please God, and then all these other things were added to them. And so as I was thinking about it and just, exalting God, praising God, I just heard him say, "Isn't it, there was a time that you didn't really understand what it meant to seek first the kingdom of God. And there's so many people who will watch this, who will hear of this, who have heard again and again and again, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then every other thing will be added to you. And they don't understand what that means. They don't know how to seek the presence of God." And so I want to share a bit of my story with you and then explain that scripture. So the first time I ever heard that scripture, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God," I was about, I think, 18 years old, and I was speaking with my friend. I was talking to her about something I was feeling so frustrated about. I don't think she can even remember this convo. At this point, I had just gotten saved. I had given my life to Jesus Christ. And so when she said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness," I was just like, here is this thing again I keep hearing, where it seems like God is saying we shouldn't go to work, we shouldn't have dreams, we shouldn't have ambitions, we should just sit down in our house and just be praying and praying and praying. And I asked her, what does that mean? Like, it felt like I can't, like, immediately it hit my mind, it was met with frustration, because I was like, okay, but practically, what does this look like? I don't just deal in theoretical things. I'm like, okay, if the Bible is saying this, then how can I practically apply it to my life? Like, how can I practically see God? I'm not type of person that is scared to ask for realities because I don't want to usurp my reality. And then I spoke with her at length about it. She tried to explain it by saying, "Oh, Papa was saying that, when you seek first the kingdom of God, the main focus on your mind is just how to please God instead of like the things you can get from Him." And I was just like, it just wasn't making sense to me. So the conversation ended. But I'm the kind of person that thinks about things a lot. I meditate. I can just keep it in my heart and just keep turning it over and over. So as I was doing that in the days that followed, that scripture sort of began to open up to me, because at this point I was a Christian. I had received the Holy Spirit and He had begun to communicate to my heart. And so as I was thinking on that scripture, Holy Spirit began to explain what it meant to seek first the kingdom of God. And this is what He told me. He said, "The greatest ambition of your heart when you come to me should be to know me, to have fellowship with me, and not necessarily what you can get from me. Because scripture says, before they call, I will answer." Which means that God already knows what you need before you even ask Him. So many times when we come in prayer, we spend our prayer time, we spend our heart's ambition talking to God about things that He already wants to give to us, things that He has already packaged for us. Meanwhile, there's so much more that He's trying to reveal to us about our person, about himself that can help us now receive the things that he has prepared for us. So practically speaking, when you come into prayer, let's say the most pressing demand in your life is a job. You need to understand that the point where you say, God, I need a job, is not the first time God is aware that you need one. There are times that the Spirit of God will move you to pray in a particular direction for a couple of hours or days or weeks or months or even years before you might see the answer, so to speak. There are also times that you might find that God is leading you to maybe dance or to give or to do this or do that. But those things are orchestrated by the Spirit of God. Those things are not things that you do to force God to answer you, right? So when you come into prayer with your whole heart and you say, God, I've come into this prayer. This are the things that I need. But today, I want to focus on you. If I was a very, very wealthy woman and I was used to people coming to me just because they needed my help, it sort of gets to a point where I stop interacting with them on a friendly basis and I'm just like, yes, what do you need? And I give it to them and they go. But somebody else who is close to me, who is my friend, who knows my heart, may not even need to ask me for those things, right? If I just hear that, oh, this person needs a car and I have so much money, I can just buy it for them and give them. It's sort of the same thing. And if you've listened to this Frank Edwards testimony video, I will use that to sort of buttress what it means to seek the kingdom of God first. Frank Edwards is a Nigerian gospel musician who has shared the testimony of how God radically transformed his life as a result of his obedience. He came from a poor background and all he had was that he could pray and he could hear the voice of God and he could sing. And when he started singing, people started to buy his records and all of that. But God would give him instructions each time, whether through his mom to sew everything that he got from his first record sales, whether it is to refuse to shoot a music video with certain people, because his heart was to seek first the kingdom of God. He did not say, no, God, I will not listen to you. I am seeking success or I'm seeking fame. So I'm going to do these things that are going to get me to where I'm going to. Instead, he decided to obey God at what looked like the cost of his fame and his success. And God in turn said, because you chose me first, I will give you all these other things that you did not even know that you needed. And that is exactly what it means to seek the kingdom of God first. When I first started following God, I had no idea the beautiful things that were waiting in store for me. I had no idea all the things he wanted to do for me. I just wanted to know him. It's not like as if I didn't have challenges, because I did. And I remember that when I would come and I would pray about these things again and again, because I felt like God wasn't hearing me and I had to pray them multiple times to force him, to show him how serious I was. He was like, isn't it? I have heard you. And what I have come to see over time is that the thing that you're looking for is also looking for you. You see, it's looking for a version of you that doesn't exist yet, that will only be found in the place of prayer. Until Hannah came to a point where she was selfless enough to say, God, if you give me a child, I will give that child back to you. Then she was ready to have a child. It wasn't about children. It was about who God was making her into and who God was revealing himself to her as. Eventually, Hannah had 6 children altogether. She was never barren. There was just somebody she needed to become. And so when we come to God only because of what we can get, or when we are so busy chasing the things of the world instead of seeking how to please God, seeking his way, seeking how to love him, we are missing out on the fullness of what we can have with him and having him. To seek the kingdom of God first means to chase after and to prioritize everything that involves God. Which means that if God tells me to leave everything and leave my family and move to a land that he's going to show me, I must be ready to do that. I cannot say, oh, I have a business here, I have a company, I'm holding on to all of these things. I must travel light in this world. There's an analogy I used to talk to my husband about how I believe God is seeing us and how we are to walk with him. And that is the analogy of a rocket going into space. You notice if a rocket is going into space, the higher it goes, the more it sheds weight because it can't carry all of those things to outer space, basically. And so it is with God. If we want to increase in our intimacy, in closeness to Him, to be able to hear His voice, to walk with Him per time, we have to travel light in this world. We cannot afford to be attached to anything in this world, because immediately anything starts to contend with God in our hearts, then it has become an idol. As crazy and as ridiculous as it sounds, there must not be anything that takes priority over God in our minds. That doesn't mean we will not be responsible and show up to work, or go to work, or take care of our families, or love our children, or our husbands, or our mothers, or our sisters, or our brothers. That is not the point. What I'm really trying to communicate is that we must not get to a point where anything becomes an idol or is sitting on the throne of our hearts. The only person that must sit there is Jesus Christ. And you see that this is true when you observe how all these things that we chase to try and fulfill us never actually do. There are so many people who have thought like, oh, once I become a parent, I'm going to be so happy. And then they become parents, and then the children grow up, and then they want a life of their own. They don't want to be attached to you anymore. And so you start looking for another thing to bring you happiness or fulfillment, or then you try and overwhelm the children with your need for them. There are people who have believed that, oh, once I get a job, or when I have success, or when I have influence, then I will be happy. And then you get all of these things and find that you're looking at the next thing. What is the next thing that I can get? Because that is who a human being is. And so over and over and over again, we see that the only thing that will truly satisfy is the presence of God. When we seek first the kingdom of God, His presence comes, His tangible, manifest presence. There's the theoretical presence of God that we talk about, like, oh, once you get saved, you have the presence of God. But there is the tangible, manifest presence of God that is gotten only when we cultivate it by being with Him intimately. That follows a man everywhere and causes men to favor him. That makes people look at you and see something different on you. You know, when I was in school, and even now, like when I would spend all those hours or moments in prayer and people were in such a hurry to bless me, I could never really figure out why they wanted to do that. Even up until now, I still get some people who might tell me, oh, isn't it? I just look at you and I just see the presence of God. And to me, it's so funny because I feel like I'm the most ordinary person. And in many ways, I am. The only thing that distinguishes me is the tangible presence of God that is following me. That's the reason why it looks like I have success in everything that I do. I am not chasing fame or influence. In fact, sometimes when people call me a Christian influencer, I almost have a problem with it, because I'm like, I don't want to be put in that box of a Christian influencer. I'm really just living my life, and I'm a girl who happens to be a Christian, who happens to be a follower of the way. I'm not going to go to my workplace and say I'm a Christian worker in my office. Even when I record all these videos to put on YouTube, I'm not really obsessing like, oh, views, oh, who is going to watch my video, who is going to comment. Like, I am learning how to detach myself from it, to give it to God and to say, God, I've done this video, I surrender it to you, do whatever you want to do with it. And God makes it go as far or wide as He wants to reach whoever He wants. Even with marriage, because I've had some people message me and say, oh, you're so young, you're 24 years old and you've already been married for almost 2 years, you look like you have your life together. It wasn't planned. I never planned anything about my life. I literally was just following God. I wasn't chasing for a husband or chasing for a man. I was literally just saying, oh God, I'm here to know you. And it got to a point where God said, okay, now I believe that through prayer, you have become the kind of person that can be married to somebody. It's time for you to meet your husband. I have also been seeing how the God that I was introduced to is not a correct representation of who God actually is. Recently, when I've been reading scripture, I have seen just how eager God is to answer the demands of His people. When Jesus stood in front of Lazarus' tomb to pray, He said, my Father, I thank you because I know you always hear me. I believe that Jesus didn't have to say that out loud because it was a knowledge He already had, but He said it because one day you and I will need to hear that. You and I will need to say to our hearts, be still. The Father always hears me. So we don't need to make the entirety of our relationship about what we can get from Him. I remember when I was talking with my friend about how I was participating in the Hallelujah Challenge, and you know, all the things that I was praying for, I didn't really see them. And this is not to say that the Hallelujah Challenge is not effective, because it is. It has been a blessing to me in so many other ways. But in this particular one, I didn't get anything. And I think it was because God was trying to teach me something. God was saying to us, like, the reason why it looks like, oh, every other person is having their prayers answered is because this is literally the one slot God has to catch this person's attention. But with you, your family, everything he has is yours. We have the time to build, to grow. People might come to God like, oh God, I want a job during that 2-week slot of the Hallelujah Challenge. And God gives you a job and you walk away from him. But there's so much more that God wants to give you beyond a job. And because your mindset is so myopic, because you've not stepped into the mind of God, you are robbing yourself of the things that you can get by just seeking him. You know, when I first started to pray and worship God, my mindset was so small, because I was coming from a background of lack where I didn't really have. I used to pray for things like, God, please give me 5,000 naira. I used to say things like, oh God, I'll be so grateful if I could just get a nice job after school where you're paying me 100,000 naira. To me, these were like huge things. These were things that I felt like could be groundbreaking for me. And then when God began to promise me things, fam, I can't even say on camera the things that God was promising me, because there were things my mind could not even fathom. You know, if I had come into prayer just to say, God, give me this, God would say, okay, he will give it to me and I will walk away. But because I stayed seeking him, seeking his way, seeking his presence, seeking to know him, he began to say to me, isn't he? This thing you've asked for is good, but I can give you better. In fact, I want to do ABCD in your life. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to use you as a sign and a wonder. I want to use you to show what I can do in the life of someone who is yielded to me. I want to do this. God began to introduce me to people I never dreamt that I would ever meet. And with each person that I would meet, I would say, oh my goodness, God, I'm scared with these people. They've had experiences, lifestyles I've never had, that I don't even know how to process this. And God would say, I'm giving you a snapshot of where I'm taking you to. And I need your mind to expand, to see the possibilities that are available in this world, because your body cannot go where your mind has not gone. The person you are seeing sitting in front of you in this camera, this Ezine you are looking at, is a function of sitting in the presence of God. I would never have gotten here if I wasn't sitting in the presence of God to know him and to allow him change me. So the things that are coming to me now are coming to the version of me that can handle it. They would never have come to the version of that Ezine that was sitting down in the chapel praying for 5,000 naira and hoping to get her dream job of 100,000 naira a month. God has so blessed me in ways I cannot even begin to articulate. Let me tell you guys something. I don't share 1/10 of the testimonies that I receive. I don't want people to think that God loves me best. The testimonies are ridiculous. I remember one time, I have this little plaque on my desk where I have written like highlights of amazing things God has done in my life. I use it to just remind myself of the goodness of God to me. And one particular morning when I was having quiet time and I was reading this thing and just thanking God for what he had done, I started crying. I cried and I cried and I cried so hard that my husband had to come and like physically carry me out, because I was so overwhelmed with gratitude to God. God has done above and beyond whatever he promised me or I thought or I imagined or even prayed for. He has truly made a wonder out of my life. And that is the difference between seeking first the kingdom of God or seeking things first. And truly I have seen that when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, when your desire is to know him, to teach others about him, to walk in his ways, he gives you every other thing. Because as a consequence of doing these things, you are becoming the version of yourself that the things you are looking for is looking for. The things you are looking for, they are looking for you. But there is a version of you that they are looking for that will only be gotten as a result of who you are becoming in the presence of God. I hope that was clearly understood. And this is the message, and I just give it to you, Father, and I just say, let it go however far or wide you intend it to go. Let it reach whoever you want to see this message, and may they be blessed from all these testimonies of your people like Joseph and Isaac and Hannah and David and even myself. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, guys.